ever thought about the everyday miracles all around you? I mean, how did God make a black cow that eats green grass to give white milk that makes yellow butter?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Hey, welcome to Laugh Again. We are so grateful for you, for each listener from many, many countries around the world. Thanks for tuning in on radio and podcast and every other available means, including 8-track tape, I think. Tell your friends and family about us, would you? Share the good cheer. Speaking of cheer, today is our first ever edition of Bible Jokes. Bible Jokes? Say what? That's right. Jokes based on Bible characters, and of course, you will laugh hilariously. Or maybe not. But we hope you do. As you know, we take God and His Word seriously. And I think you'll find these jokes in good taste, and hopefully they'll even make you smile. I'll try my best not to explain each joke as I tell it. If you're unfamiliar with the Bible, that's okay. Some of these you'll get. Like this one. At what time of day was Adam created? A little before Eve. Where is the first baseball game mentioned in the Bible? Genesis 1:1. It starts in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. A little kid thought it said, in the big inning, and a joke was born. I guess you could say Eve stole first, Adam stole second. Why was the longest day the day when God created Adam? Because there was no Eve. Where was the first math problem mentioned in the Bible? In Genesis, when God told Adam and Eve to go forth and multiply. And they did, starting with Cain and Abel. How long did Cain dislike his brother? As long as he was able. According to some scholars, it was 1,656 years later that the flood came. And how many animals did Moses put on the ark? None. It wasn't Moses. It was Noah. What sort of lights were on Noah's ark? Floodlights. Our grandson's name is Noah. So his brothers like to say, need an ark? I know a guy. On the ark, Noah probably got milk from the cows on board. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. When was the first lunch meat mentioned in the Bible? When Noah took ham into the ark. What was Noah's greatest worry? The pair of termites. And the woodpeckers, too. Why did Noah have to discipline the chickens on the ark? Because they were using foul language. Who was the greatest financier in the Bible? Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation. Just one more here. Why couldn't Noah's wife and sons play cards on the ark? Because Noah sat on the deck. The famous preacher Charles Spurgeon took the Bible and the gospel very seriously. His family and friends also said that his face was brightened by eyes overflowing with humor and softened by a most gracious and sympathetic smile. A friend said, I have laughed more when in his company than during all the rest of my life. Wow. Spurgeon endured great physical and mental hardships, yet found laughter to be medicine for his soul. As far as we know, he is the first to have said, call me what you like, but don't call me too late for dinner. A light heart, he wrote, can bear heavy burdens. Cheerfulness is the sunshine of the heart. Well, I hope you've experienced a little cheerfulness today as you've listened. By the way, how do we know the disciples drove a Honda? Because Acts 2:1 says they were all together in one accord. The grandkids didn't get that one. But they laughed at this. Where was Solomon's temple located? On the side of his head.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.